I can't. Rise and freaking grind, creatives. This is Kat from the Confetti Mob. I'm here with CJ.
What up?
And this is take two of the very first debut episode of Confetti Mob.
First debut, second podcast.
Yes.
First one's lost forever.
Because the first one, which was wonderful and full of laughs and great insight, some reason didn't get saved to my phone. Probably because it got washed in the washing machine twice. So we're not going to go into that, right, CJ? He's judging me. His eyes are shooting laser beams into like my soul. But we're going to talk about preparedness today. So you guys, put your roller skates on and get ready to roll with us. And this would be like if we had like fancy studio, like where they cued like really dope music, like right here.
Wow.
Thank you.
So I just feel like it's supposed to be dubstep. Like,
it is.
I don't know when that wave started. First of all, dubstep.
Okay. Let's talk about dubstep.
Like vocal melodic dubstep, but raw, pure dubstep, I cannot stand. I knew about dubstep.
Chill wave. It's called chill wave. Melodic.
That's what the kids call it nowadays.
It's called chill wave. Like think Flux Pavilion. Think Odessa.
Yeah, I can get with
Adventure
that.
Club.
I can get with that, yo. But I knew about dubstep like in the early 2000s. When I heard it, I was like, I hope this never makes its way over to the United States. And
there's
I heard it on a Transformers trailer.
There's a crazy awesome physics explanation for dubstep, but that's another podcast. So today we're talking about preparedness.
All right.
And let's just use the example of what just happened. We had 30 minutes of awesome material.
Fail.
Gone. Not there. Never coming back.
Nah.
I'm staring at my phone, saying curse words because I'm very upset about it. The screen was just frozen, like taunting me. Like, hi, I was right here and I'm not. So, preparedness. Creatives, as creatives, we have to be prepared. We have to have a plan B,
yes,
C,
contingency
D,
plans.
E, and F. And we have to have 10 friends with other backup plans because everything doesn't work. And half the time, everything you plan will not work. That's just like par for the course.
Exactly. It's called Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong
will go wrong. So what are some steps as creatives at every level? I'm a beginning creative. I'm exploring creative and any medium. What are some steps we can take to be better prepared?
Well,
what do you think?
I know what I do, right?
All right. Talk about it.
All right. So I do music
talk
as well.
Right?
So let's say, because this has actually happened to me.
Shameless
before.
Plug. I do music as well. Go ahead. Talk
no,
about Eternity.
That
go
was
ahead.
A partial. No.
Go.
That, another podcast.
Another. Okay. Fine.
Another podcast. No, we're not. That's way too much.
Fair enough. Fair enough. What do you do?
All right. So again, I do music, right?
Yes.
So we'll get more into that later. So you know, let's say
shameless
I have
plug.
This fire verse, right?
Right.
That I've written.
Bars.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Bars.
Yes, I know. I'm gonna kill him with this. Blase, blase, blah. You know, and because I'm a millennial, I've typed this in my phone. I don't use notepads, right?
Of course.
So then...
You're on the edge of being a millennial, by the
right?
way.
So then, I know, I'm actually, no. Millennials started in 1982.
You know what millennials meant.
With the who? See, God didn't want you to say it. God didn't want you to say it. That's why you stutter like that.
Moving on. I'll cut that out. Moving on.
No, you better not. So look, so I got this fire verse, wrote it, cool, right, in my notepad. So then... In an effort to be prepared, what do I do? Okay, she's telling me not to hit the table, so I have to grab something.
You like Tony Robbins. Have you ever watched Tony Robbins?
I have no idea who that
is. He bangs the table, and his assistants are like, stop banging the table. CJ, stop.
Does he have
banging
a lot of followers?
The table. He's a multi-billionaire.
See, this is what multi-billionaires do. We bang tables.
But you're not.
But I'm getting, if I bang tables long enough.
If you bang, you know what? That is a note creative. If you just bang hard enough.
Right?
You'll become a multi-billionaire too.
Right? Major key.
Continue.
I'll let me in 10 years. So, again, I had this fire verse, wrote it. So, again, in my effort to be prepared, I go to copy, right? In my notepad,
right.
I hit select all, right?
Right.
So, my finger accidentally hits paste instead of copy. At this point...
What did you copy before that?
P. The letter P.
Wait, okay. So just to keep everybody on track, you had this fire verse, bang, bang,
fire.
Bang. And because you're a millennial, you don't write anything down.
Nope.
You deleted your verse and replaced it with a letter P.
P.
Inconsequential P.
And I just, yes, just pee. I don't even understand why he was there. But I just sat there and I looked at it. And I was like,
hurt.
I just stared and I was like, okay.
Hurt.
Pee. So because this is technology, there has to be a way to control all three.
Right.
Nope.
Android.
Don't do that because your iPhone just froze.
If you shake it hot enough,
and this
okay,
is why
okay.
we're on a second podcast
fair enough,
now.
In the first show. Yes. If you shake an iPhone hard enough, it'll say undo.
Right? Hey, listen. I was hoping it didn't that day, but it didn't happen. So ever since then, what I started doing is I still write on my phone, right? Just because it's convenient. But what I do now, I stop, collaborate, and listen.
Hey.
All right? No, that's not what I do. But look, so what I do is I'll look, I'll be like, okay. So instantly, I'll copy, keep it in the clip tray, right?
Right.
Depending on how fire this verse is, depending on what
so
I
So you got levels, like sriracha, levels, you know, jalapeno,
if it's standard, it's like, all right, I might redo this anyway. It's like, all right. You know what I'm saying? If it's hot, I'm like, all right, I'll pay a little attention. If it's fuego, this is what I do.
Hey, fuego.
Exactly. Fuego sauce. So look, what I do is I will copy, and then I slow down, and I look, and I just stare at it. to make sure everything is copied. So then after that, what I'll do, one finger, I wish you guys could see this, but I will have my finger hovering above, and I will make sure slowly I descend upon my screen to click copy and not paste. I click copy.
You know what? That, you're being deliberate.
Yes, exactly. As opposed to going through life haphazardly.
Right.
Another podcast.
Right.
So then.
Stop winging it.
Even if my verse is not done, what I will do is I will open up my Gmail.
Okay.
I will paste it into my Gmail account.
Right.
And I will email it to myself.
Right.
So that way, in the event, because I also found, I don't know why, but sometimes randomly notepad notes will just disappear and I don't know why. And it just vanished without a trace. So, again, finding that out, this is why I operate the way that I operate.
Okay.
And it has worked for me ever. I have deleted since multiple verses by accident. Or my phone just decided that, nah, I don't like it. My phone was a hater. Pretty much, it was like, yo,
that's what
garbage.
It was.
Exactly, he's like, my phone's like, you're garbage. I'm
trash.
Like, phone, you don't know good music.
I'm not gonna keep this.
Exactly, so
I don't
me
want
my phone
this
were
in any part of my body.
Right, and it just ditched my verse completely.
No, goodbye.
Like, yeah, but that bastard though, didn't know I got backups.
Hey, Gmail.
I am smarter than a fifth grader.
Hey,
so
are
look,
you?
I am. Sometimes.
You defend it. You
actually,
sound defensive.
That could be another podcast. What is intelligence?
Ooh. Fatty Mob, do you hear this? What is intelligence?
Because I'm like, I could say
how do you measure it? Because if you judge a fish by how well it can fly, it's a pretty dumb fish.
Right?
Hey, another podcast.
Right?
In any case, it sounds like you were deliberate. So you had a bad experience, and you learned from that experience, and then problem solved. What can I do so this thing never happens again?
Exactly.
And in those motions, you still, it said you stopped. You literally said, this is what you just said off the top of your head. This is not scripted. You said, I stop and I stare at it. So it's like you literally are making yourself aware. Like, hey, body, brain, whatever is going on in there, look at this. You're doing an important thing. And then you make sure you're deliberate about it. Like, deliberateness is, like, key to, like, everything. I stopped losing my keys because when I walk in the door, I literally say, put your keys on the key hook. Put your keys on the key hook. It is, like, a conscious effort of me to do that.
Listen.
But I've never lost my keys again.
Listen. So, two things about that. Number one, this could have actually been on the first podcast that never got recorded because we're talking about...
We're going to talk about that ghost podcast forever. That hurt my soul.
Exactly. But look, the cool part about that is, number one, I lost my car keys for the better part of a week one time. And I could not find...
Thank God you guys have two cars.
Right? Well, when the
you
other
came back with working. Tony the Tiger again.
Hey, that's my thing, right?
Right?
So, anywho, I lost it for a week. And then once we found it, I was like, yep, we're not losing these again. Had a designated place. Right? So, it's like you were saying. It's like, hey, you have to be... intentional. I didn't hit it hard this time.
You still hit the table, right? So every time you hit the table, I'm plucking every time.
You have to be
hold your can.
I'm intentionally holding my can right now. So
there you go. Be deliberate.
Right? We're problem solving.
I'm so proud of you.
This is what's happening.
Yes.
This looks real suspect to anybody else who might be looking.
He looks like he's going through a lot.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
But it's all right though.
Rub your can.
I don't.
Just stroke it up and down. Confetti after dark. Keep going. Go ahead. Stop laughing.
Oh,
keep
my
going.
God. Okay. So, but no, it's like you have to train your mind.
Right.
To do certain things.
Right.
You know, because the thing is, it's funny because you know, we did mention in the podcast
that never got recorded,
is that even your body and your brain is basically just information.
Yes.
And, you know, again, we got into this whole talk about consciousness and everything like that.
It was very high vibrational kind
of
conversation.
Super meta. So, anyway, to break it down to its lowest common denominator, and not this will not do our conversation
fraction
any service at all. But basically,
at least you're aware.
Your brain, your body itself, not talking about, you know, a construct of a soul or consciousness or anything like that.
Right.
Your body, by default, will perform certain functions.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to happen. And
yeah.
If you don't tell your body to do this, your body is just going to start doing things. You know what I mean?
Right.
And your mind is no different. If you don't train your mind to say, this is what it is,
yeah,
it's going to do what it wants to do.
Because it's a we talked about this in the podcast that shall not be named. It's a sociological construct. You literally are, at times, a product of your environment until you become aware
exactly.
of what's affecting you,
Skynet.
What's influencing you. Stop it. So until you become aware, you can't consciously make a decision to do anything else.
Exactly.
It's your normal. It's your cultural way of life. So, in terms of being prepared, we must be deliberate. We must take that extra step. And as human-shaped beings, we have that opportunity. We're not animals. Animals receive a stimulus and react.
Exactly.
We have the chance. We have the awesome ability to take a moment between the stimulus and the reaction and choose.
Exactly.
Like, if you step on my foot right now, I can choose, like, do you need to get punched in the throat?
Right.
Or should I be like, hey, please don't step on my shoe again? Like, instead of being so reactionary when it comes to things going wrong, we can be more decisive. I think that would be a huge thing. Being prepared, having a backup plan, one. Two, being deliberate about our actions. And then three, being deliberate about our reactions.
Right. But you know what, though? And this actually sort of goes back into what you have brought up, music, right?
Uh-huh.
So, okay, my group, Eternity, years ago, there was a lot more people.
Right? Like me.
Right? Rome was definitely a part of the squad, right? Gang,
wow.
Gang.
God.
So, anyway, I want to talk about preparedness, right?
There was no such thing back then.
and that is where I learned my first lesson
uh-huh.
in being
but
prepared.
Preach.
And contingency plans.
Share your testimony.
Because listen, what started off amazing and great
was awful. It was awful. I was there.
Yeah, and it's because of a lot of things, but mostly dealing with me. I had no frame of reference for what this was supposed to be. So because I had no frame of reference, and more or less I just kind of got tossed into it. It was like, okay. It was like, oh, yay, you come to the group. You come to the group.
Everybody
and,
in the group.
You know, not
we looked like Young Money Cash Money of Virginia.
We really did.
We had like 20-something members.
People saw us like that. But it's like what I failed to consider was different personalities, character flaws.
Another podcast.
You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot that I didn't take into consideration. I just knew it's like, hey, you know, in my mind, we all had the same goal. We all thought the same way. You know, and again, this is me thinking in
right.
my mind, not, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, okay, you know, we're all going to do this. And it didn't end up like that. It all eventually fell apart. And the reason why is because even though the situations that happened occurred, in hindsight, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. Basically, what I could have done is I could have been like, hey, let me step back. Let me see what's going on. Let me evaluate this person.
Right.
Let me build relationships to get to know these people better.
Relationships.
Yes, because relationships that I thought were relatively meaningful were surface that I found out at the end of the day.
Right.
And, you know, when I thought that I was understood, I was misunderstood, I misunderstood other people, and it was a mess.
It was awful.
It was bad.
We need to take a podcast and really dive deep into that, because I think there was so much that we learned in that situation. And even as adults, like you're married now.
Yeah.
I'm married. I have a son. I think how we evolved as people,
yeah,
a part of it stemmed from that situation.
I think a lot. I think, honestly, okay, guys, we are going to talk about this another time, but I do have to say this. Absolutely. I'm not hitting the table.
You are hitting the table.
I'm tapping it.
Mics are cheap.
I'm fingertipping
it. From Amazon, they can register the sound.
I'm fingertipping it.
All right, fine. Well, just put the tip in.
Yes, that's it. That's all I want to do. cover your ears.
Continue, please.
So look, so and one thing I will say is that it's one of those things, it's like growing pains, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, when you're starting to grow, like, it's awkward. It really, really hurts. But you can't get to where you need to go if that didn't happen. And I can safely say that because of everything that, again, the things that I did wrong that I'm taking responsibility for,
right.
the things that I did, I see, I'm like, okay, it made me who I am today. This is where my rational thought started here. Because I was so used to doing things impulsively,
mm-hmm.
not planning. I didn't have to plan.
Right.
There was no reason. Who depended on me?
Right.
I could move how I wanted to move.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, here's 20-something people that are like, what are we doing? And I'm like, this way.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Not taking into the account that...
Heil Hitler.
Exactly, right? And it's like, no, people think different, to your point.
Yeah.
And when people think different, you have to understand how people think and then
right.
do things in a way that they can understand while not being a people pleaser at the same time. I feel
right.
like being a people pleaser comes from not understanding how other people think, right?
Oh boy. Another podcast.
Another one.
We're the best.
So anyway, in that, like I said, that whole situation,
mm-hmm.
again, Eternity was a music group,
right.
or is a music group, but then there was a lot more people. So just to kind of bring it back to what it was, but I learned a lot about contingency plans and being prepared
right.
and dealing with people in any possible situation that can arise. Because, I mean, don't get it wrong. It was bad, but we did have a lot of good times.
Right,
you know what I mean?
We
like,
did.
There was a
we
lot
really
of awesomeness
did.
That happened.
A lot
you
of
know,
friendships came
bad,
from that. A
exactly.
lot of relationships came from that.
Exactly. For all the bad, there was definitely a lot of good. So I don't
yeah,
want to, you
that's
know,
true.
Just say
don't
that.
Put it, it's not,
exactly.
it wasn't all negative.
Yeah. It's just the bad was really bad.
Yeah.
But the good times were great. All the nights at the crib, you know, shout out to Spence, Brigantine
right.
Court.
Right.
You know what I mean? Butterflies and camels on the moon.
Butterflies and camels on the moon.
Yeah, y'all know nothing about that.
They will.
They will.
They will.
And he still has that somewhere.
I hope he does.
I'm almost positive he does.
If you guys are lost, that was a song that I recorded a long time ago as a joke. But it was so catchy, we kept it. So I probably will release that. Fetty
yes.
Mob needs to know about butterflies and camels on the moon.
It was epic.
In any case. Guys, first of all, I want to thank you for giving us your, you know, precious time. Like, it's irreplaceable. You can't get this back. You have taken time out of your day, your night, on your way to work, whatever you're doing, to listen to us. And I really appreciate that. I value that. Thank you so much
Absolutely.
For listening. We talked about today about being prepared as a creative person. I feel like we have it a little harder than the average 9-to-5 corporate, I clock in, I clock out person, because our creative mediums are constantly on our mind. Music is probably constantly on your mind. This podcast and Instagram and photography is constantly on my mind. I'm constantly inspired. So I think we have it a little bit harder because we have to keep ourselves accountable every single minute of every single day. So I want to challenge you guys. How prepared are you? Really consider your level of preparedness. Do you have a backup plan? Are you deliberate about your actions? Are you conscious of your reactions? A customer yells at you. Someone returns a product that you sent to them. What do you do? Do you just snap off? Or do you really take that step, that deliberate step, and choose the best option? And do you have accountability? Do you have someone that's looking out for you, helping you hit those goals? I know that's a whole nother podcast. But even a brief level of accountability, even saying, posting on Instagram, hey, I'm going to do such and such by such and such date. Believe it or not, people will respond to that. Like, hey, did you ever clean the fridge? No matter how little it is, you guys need to have that. So I want to challenge you for that. Thank you for listening. And I want you to tune in next week because we got so much to talk about.
Right? Let's see if it saves this time.
Oh, God. Confetti Mob out.